Hi, this is Sarah Maddock at Studio Cast, and we're coming at you to talk about the state of the real estate market in the summer of 2023.
Yeah, we're like halfway through the thing already.
Yeah,
we're
23.
Yeah.
That's right. You like all right with that? Because I'm having issues.
Well, I haven't yet put our family calendar up, and it just occurred to me that the month is pretty much gone.
Really? So. And here I thought you were going to say you hadn't put away the Christmas tree yet.
Oh, no.
That's where I thought that was going.
You mean you haven't flipped from June to July?
Exactly.
To see the next puppy picture on the next page?
That's right. Something like that. Well, it's timely. I think that a lot of our customers and clients are... There is a pivoting that happens every year around this time, halfway through the year. It's got a lot to do, I think, with summer holidays and just how, especially in the Washtenaw County area, how hot our spring market always is, thanks to major movement in, you know, our biggest employer, the University of Michigan, every year. So our spring market is always so hot that there's always a little bit of a letdown or an easing of things in July in particular, along with all the things that every market faces, right? End of the school year, people going on vacation, the weather is warmer, things are beautiful, people want to be outside, et cetera, et cetera. But this has been a more unusual year, or a rather intense year, thanks to the fall that we had, right, Todd?
Like, yeah, we... 2022, when interest rates decided to climb the way they did, kind of chilled demand really hard and fast getting into the fall of 2022.
Like that first quarter of 23 was kind of brutal,
It kind of was brutal because, again, I think consumers were trying to figure out, okay, what does it look like now? We really have interest rates that are about double of what they were not even a year ago. And so I think a lot of consumers had to come to grips with reality that this is where it's at. And let's face facts, when you have hard, fast change like that when it comes to finances, people get nervous.
That's
what's going to happen?
Right.
And a lot of folks, and us included, want to see some stability before decisions get made at that point in time. So I think that kind of spooked a lot of folks. I would argue the 600-pound gorilla in all of this conversation right now about seasonality that Sarah, you've been talking about here, COVID, the pandemic, really kind of killed what I would call seasonality here in Washtenaw County in the Ann Arbor marketplace.
It suppressed it.
A lot of places, really.
Yeah.
It really did.
Suppressed, for sure.
I mean, in January and February of 2020, the market was insane. It was already on a tear. We were given basically a 6-week break forced by the government just saying, okay, just stay in place and don't do any work. And as soon as we were allowed to go back, because interest rates were low and people were a little bit on the stir-crazy side, we hit the ground running.
Yeah.
And I would argue we've really been running, honestly, since like November of last year of 2022 because of interest rates and demand and what that has been to that point. So seasonality just kind of sort of disappeared or didn't get
as... It wasn't as intense as it has been this year.
And I always, when people ask, we all get that question, like, what's the season like? Or when's the market going to start? Or when's spring market?
When are more listings coming online?
Yeah. I always sort of roll it out this way, and it's more of a generalization for the greater Ann Arbor area, but I say March, April, and May are great. June and July are good. Mm-hmm. And August is okay. Mm-hmm. And so we have great, good, and okay. We don't have bad.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We have great, good, and okay. Mm-hmm. The only reason June and July are good and not great is because June is sort of the demarcation when kids get out of school.
Right.
And all of a sudden, buyers who had all the flexibility in March, April, and May don't have quite as much. Let's organize the kids. Are they going to camp? Mm-hmm. When's that vacation we're going to take? That sort of rolls and takes up some of June and July. Mm-hmm. And then August is that we got to organize them for school. One last trip up north.
Right, right.
Johnny's going to college. We got to load up. So August becomes even more of a pause, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I also tell them that the fall market is our second best market.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of resets
what happens
at the beginning of the spring. The biggest difference being that any new inventory is joined by potentially old inventory that didn't sell.
Over the summer.
That didn't sell over the summer.
Yes, that's right.
And oftentimes there's going to be price drops.
I like to call it the fall bumper crop.
The fall bumper crop.
It's a little real estate bumper crop.
Yeah.
I mean, keep in mind, too, that the actual weather of the Midwest and Michigan really plays into this, too. And I think that our fall season is so beautiful and lovely. There's no driving issues. There's no, you know, extreme heat, extreme cold. And so we really do sell well in the fall, and people also are, if they're from here, they know it's gonna be awful in a few months. Like, I need to get this done now. Nobody wants to move in Michigan in December or January. Right? I mean, you can't even, if it snows, you can't see the yard, you can't see the landscaping, you can't see the roof for that matter. Maybe you can't even inspect a roof. So there is a bit of a push for people to get into that house before snow starts to drop, which could be as early as, you know, Halloween.
Is it safe to say, like, going into mid-November and December, I always tell people it's a little bit like a steals and deals
part of the year. Clearance bin?
It's kind of like, you know, when you're checking out at Target and they try and sell you all those little tchotchkes in your
house. Right.
But it's one of those things where people are thinking, oh, I don't want to be listing through the winter. I don't want to be listing when the snow starts to fall.
Right.
And let's just do one more price drop.
That's right.
That's kind of the seasonality.
I would agree with all of this. I think I would define things a little more...
More positively?
Well, not necessarily positively. I would define them just a little bit more. We do get strong... You get the bulk of the listings that happen at the beginning of the year. So, like, spring, early summer, that's when most of your listings for the year are going to be coming on the market.
That's true,
Hands down. That's also when most of the purchasers are likely to be wandering around for exactly the reasons that Jeffrey was talking about. You've got kids in school that have a regimented schedule, and then as soon as summer hits and the kids are out of school, you got summer camp over here, and there's just a whole bunch of stuff that has to happen.
I like the kids scream you just did.
Yeah. Okay. So I think, you know, you get the spring and early summer rush for listings. You get the buyers that are in a pretty good demand at that point in time as well. And then my demarcation, which we just talked about a little bit earlier, was July 4th. Man, I tell you, there's a hard pause right there. So wherever the 4th of July falls in a given week, either the week before the 4th of July or the week after the 4th of July, one combination there is going to be where the pause begins for that particular year. And so for this year, when we're recording this, it's a couple of weeks after the 4th of July. You know what? Demand has come back. So we saw a hard pause where buyers were like, nope, we're not in the market. We're not looking at stuff. And then it felt like about a week after the 4th of July, people came back into town and off to the races again.
Yeah, things. That's true.
Except it's just not the same level of demand. It's about 80% of the frenetic pace is what I would argue. And then I think that we get another pause when school starts here in Michigan, like the end of August, beginning of September. Little Johnny goes back to school. There's another hard pause right there. And then when the pause lifts, again, we're not back to that 100%. We're probably not even back to the 80% demand. We're probably back to like 60%. But it comes back.
I've had, you know, in years past, we've strategized seasonally for sellers.
Yes.
This past few years, though, when a seller says, should I list now? And I'm like, list any day, any month, any week, any time.
Yes.
Our inventory is still so low and expected to continue to be so low that I don't think any house is going to be looked over.
Nope.
Right? I would not ever have recommended somebody list a house, you know, around Thanksgiving, let's say, previously. This year, I will list a house. Well, I mean, I personally maybe don't want to put the sign in the yard on Thanksgiving Day, but I might be tempted to go on Friday and call it a Black Friday sale. I mean, the inventory is so low that I think from a seller's perspective, really any time is a good time this year.
So to that point, my question for you both is, because we have the lowest inventory in 10 years in Washington County, are you seeing with some of the buyers as we get in this August, especially if they have kids, with this sort of like, wow, there was so little to look at and we haven't quite found it, we're going to look at rentals. And we're going to, I'm getting a few more of those than I normally would.
Right.
Just in that we haven't come across that perfect house yet.
Yeah.
And we got to lock and load and make sure that we're set up.
I think that's a smart move on the part of a buyer. I always want my buyers to be in a comfortable, safe place, and it stinks because you may end up having to have double, you know, rent and a mortgage or sublet or, you know, make other arrangements, moving twice, which is terrible. However, you want to be in a stable position, and the inventory has been very low, and I think it's going to continue to be to be low. So that, I mean, that's...
I've just had people staying in place, Jeffrey, to answer your question, Derek. I haven't had folks say, hey, I'm going to go ahead and rent. It's wherever they're at. They're like, you know what? We can't find what we're looking for. We're just going to pause for now.
Yeah.
And it's not even so much a pause. It's just like understanding or recognizing we can't move until something actually pops up for us.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so it's I don't have clients in that position right now that are coming in from out.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't have one of those in hand right now. I'm sure I'll run into one shortly as I say these things. So.
Well, you know, we are always very proactive about
about
trying to get ahead of it, both for buyers and sellers. Like, so let's take, you know, the example of the seller who's thinking maybe it is going to be fall or winter that they're selling. Knowing that now is really helpful because we can go in and take maybe some exterior photos now while it's fresh and pretty, so that if we end up listing it in, say, January, we've got a, you know, we've got a cache of exterior photos that are beautiful. And then we want things to be seasonal in the photos, but I'm saying, like, we can build sort of that momentum now, or that library of imagery of whatever, of information now. You know, for example, here's a good example. You've got a client maybe who is thinking it's going to be January or February when I list, which is that seasonally great? I mean, traditionally, no, but this year maybe it will be, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe we as an agent will recommend, okay, well, let's, your roof is 20 years old. Why don't we get our roofer over there now while they can see it and do a free inspection report so that we can provide that to a purchaser come January when there's a foot of snow on the roof.
Right.
You know, how about we get an HVAC tech in there to look at the furnace now before it's, you know, new Christmas Eve or whatever.
Right.
So that if there is any piece that's missing or some cleaning that needs to happen or something that we can, you know, get that taken care of and squared away. So in other words, like knowing that in advance, I think listing a property in the winter takes a little bit of pre-planning when possible. You know, that's the best way to go about it.
It absolutely does. And I think one of the things for consumers to hear as well, it's not that there's a bad time to put your home on the market.
Right.
The conditions are what the conditions are.
Right.
And the way the market has recovered from the shutdown, from the COVID-19 pandemic, we're getting back to that seasonality. So it's not to say that when you list your home in the winter, it won't sell. Number one, just have a little bit of patience, because it will sell. We're going to get the right price, and you'll be just fine at that point. But two, understand that the purchasers that are running around in the middle of the winter, they have to do the same thing that you're doing.
That's right.
They have to move, just like you have to move. Because, again, in general, people don't want to move in the middle of the winter. So if someone lists their home at that point in time, chances are pretty good there's a need there that needs to move. And if there's a buyer active in the market in the wintertime, they too also need to move. So you've got, I don't want to say competing interests, that's the wrong way to put it. You have almost aligned interests
in the sense that, that's a good way to put it,
both parties have to make a move.
Right.
So both parties are motivated to make something happen in there. So as a buyer, keep that in mind. As you're walking around and you're looking at homes in the middle of the winter, those are motivated sellers
that's
to
right.
put their home on the market. Like, literally, if they drop that thing on the 15th of December, for example, those are folks that have to move right now. Or if they don't have to, who knows what it is that they're trying to accomplish at that point in time.
And I would say this, too, about sellers. If you're thinking you're going to sell, but you're not going to sell right now, you guys have probably done this plenty of time, but I have clients all the time that say, oh, I took great pictures of our spring flower bed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
Great.
Awesome. Take pictures of everything that has to do with your house.
Without the dogs and the kids in the photos.
Without the dogs and the kids and you know, the jumble of jackets on the floor or whatever. But, you know, when you do a renovation, I don't know if you guys have done this, but when we did before and after shots.
That's right.
And boy, howdy, when you have those, they might
not be
the primary photos you're using in the listing. But there's a wonderful thing that goes with that that is included or could be on a landing page for the listing for people to see, wow, what a transformation.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So keep a good image file, right?
Yep.
And buyers, hang in there. That's all we have to say. Hang in there. It is slow in the summer sometimes. I mean, for the same reason that you may have slowed down your search. Sellers may be reluctant to put their house on the market, but it's going to pick back up again. It's going to come. and just hang in there, you know. And if you have to lease, I guess we can help you with that too.
We can hang ten.
But it's still a great year, 2023, and I think that next year is predicted to be good as well. A strong real estate market. We have
2024.
Oh, 2024. Yeah.
Sarah,
the rest
the
of this year. The rest of this year, next year.
The year after this.
The year after this. Yeah.
24 will be fun.
It's going to be good. I mean, we still have millennials are a great buying pool. They are still looking for housing.
Larger.
They are making good money. They're doing well, and they're fantastic. You know, buyers basically. I mean, yeah. I think that they're going to be. It's just going to be their year. Maybe next year will be a little bit better as the interest rates come down. We hope, crossing fingers.
Well, and it's not even just hope, crossing fingers. There's a lot of professional prognosticators, let's say, in the real estate space that are looking at the 30-year fixed rate specifically, saying, yeah, it's likely to come down.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of factors that play into that one. But I guess the reality is, if you're able to secure a property today at an interest rate that's right around 7%, which is what we're seeing right now, then chances are very good that that will be your highest monthly mortgage payment. Mm-hmm. Again, because people believe, professionals in this space believe that the interest rates will fall. And so when they fall, guess what? Refinance that bad boy.
Yeah. Well, and I think next year the prices will have gone up. So I think that a buyer getting into a house this year is probably making a smart move.
Mm-hmm. Don't you love prognosticators?
I do.
It's
I love
that word, isn't it?
I strive to be one.
Yeah, right. We did not sleep at a Holiday Inn Express, however. So we're just, you know, what's your phrase? Yes. What's your phrase, Sarah? We're professionals in our own opinion?
No, I'm an expert in my own opinion.
Expert in your own opinion. There we go. Excellent.
Yay.
Well, thank you again for hanging out here with us at the StudioCast. Have yourself a great one out there.
This is Sarah Maddock. The StudioCast is brought to you by Studio 48 at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Snyder & Company. This artisan podcast has been recorded using only the finest ingredients. While we are not attorneys, tax advisors, surveyors, appraisers, structural or mechanical engineers, we are in fact experts in our own opinions. Feel free to share them.